And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. And he's here talking about fall gardening, as he has been doing now for a while.
That's right.
And what do you know, we're getting closer to the fall every day.
Closer to the fall. Listen, I'm harvesting broccoli as we speak.
You're bragging again. You're getting it at the local supermarket.
No way. In fact, I show it on television. See, I don't brag. I can't lie. I can't sit around here and lie about stuff because I show it on TV every Friday. So, when people, the story on that broccoli is, and I may have it on TV tomorrow or something like that, is that it was the first thing I planted in my garden, mm-hmm. even before tomatoes, even before anything else. That's the first thing I planted in my garden. Now, you see that it's small, and as we kept telling everybody, now is the time to plant broccoli. Now is the time. But, you know, I don't necessarily do everything I say, so I went out there because I love fresh broccoli. Now, it didn't get to be any big heads. It didn't get to be any big heads on that, because the reason I tell people is I planted that so early is so I could show the worms on the leaves. You know, I have to come up with something for TV. And so there are worms, you know, when you plant this time of the year, there are going to be some insect problems around because they have been fooling around all summer doing what they do on the bottom of those leaves and on the tops and whatever. And so we've got a good population of insects. Not a good population, but a population. And they're eating the dickens out of a lot of this stuff. The nice thing about starting over in the fall is you've got a somewhat smaller, manageable plant. In other words, you can get better contact with the sprays on these insects that are giving you problems. Now, don't think that, you know, that you're gonna get away with no insect. Cause sooner or later, something's gonna come your way. Kinda like our saying for today, though, let me see, it says, ignorance is when you don't know anything. You know, some people don't think they're gonna have insects. Mm-hmm. And somebody finds it out. That's what ignorance is. Until they find it out, you're not ignorant. So that's what our program today is. We're gonna tell you what these problems that you're having are, that tell you that you are not alone. You know, that's part of the psychology of these things, is that if you feel so much better. And my old Latin teacher used to say, misery loves company. And so, look, one of the things that people have been flipping out over says, hey, my the leaves on my tomatoes and peppers look like a road map on there. Look like somebody's been making little roads on there. And that's leaf miners. They're in the middle of that leaf. Now, the problem is, and that's M-I-N-E-R-S. They're mining the inside of that thing. Sometimes they're not a M-I-N-O-R problem because if they get thick, now down in the Rio Grande Valley, they'll defoliate plants. Up here, they just kind of make them look funny.
Yeah.
And so, if you really want to get after them, you'd have to spray about every 4 to 5 days with an insecticide like diazinon to break the cycle. I really don't recommend that much spraying unless, you know, they get to the point that they're defoliating everything. One of the best things, especially if you got a larger plant, is to remove those leaves when you see those little, there's a little worm in there. If you really look real close, most people can't see that well, but there's a little worm in there, and you can remove the leaf and smash it, stomp it into the ground, and lo and behold, you kill the worm, which breaks the life cycle of the insect. In other words, he won't turn into an adult and lay more eggs, which turn into more worm. Another problem that we have, and especially on the broccoli and whatever, are the any greens crop that you have this year, any leafy crop that you have, are the loopers on there, the cabbage loopers, which eat broccoli and cauliflower and everything else. And they eat holes in the leaves. Now, what has been going on in my garden, of course, you know, like I said, I plant all this stuff, and I don't spray it hoping that I get some big old green loopers to show on television. And lo and behold, I've got holes in the leaves, but no loopers. And so I look around and come to find out a snail will eat holes very similar to loopers. So if you got holy leaves, now we're not talking about the religious type, if you got holes in the leaves and you look on the bottoms and they're not big green worms, and when they crawl and got a loop in the middle of their body, then you're probably dealing with snails. When we get back, we'll talk about what to do for both of those if you have those eating your greens, which you will. They will eat your greens sooner or later.
Okay, good information coming up. More of it. And we'll get that from Jerry right after this.